We have a crop of lawmakers that believe constricting the media space is the best thing to have happened. And it is surprising that these are individuals that benefited immensely when they were in opposition. The bill seeks to criminalize journalism practice here in Nigeria. And Nigerians can ill afford that. We've gone through dictatorship in the past. And one wonders if it's the same route where this same crop of parliamentarians are undertaking. We have demonstrated to them in clear terms that it is unacceptable, that freedom of the press is a constitutional guarantee. We are the only ones with the right to hold government and its officials accountable, and we cannot hold them accountable when you criminalize the practice of journalism in Nigeria.
How long will this campaign last, especially after the two-day blackout? Will this continue?
We are not going back on this campaign. We will be insistent. We will be robust. And we'll be demanding that these obnoxious bills are thrown into the waste bin. But if the lawmakers persist that it must be passed, then we will have to go back to the days when we had to fight military dictatorship in Nigeria. There is no going back. This isn't just about the media. It is about the people having a voice in a democracy. And once this is taken, what else is left?
But Emmanuel, some supporters of the bills are of the opinion that it is fair for Nigerian practicing media professionals to be genuine and to report or provide information that are accurate and that do not necessarily undermine the social fabric of Nigeria, particularly at this point where there is tension, there are insecurity concerns. How do you respond to such concerns?
The media has always been in the forefront of advocating for social cohesion and integration of this country. Right from pre-independence to independence, through the civil war, through military dictatorship, and a return to democracy. For anybody to suggest otherwise is being uncharitable. By and large, we have seen that the media isn't responsible for the gross corruption, for the human rights abuses, for the banditry and the general insecurity that presently pervades Nigeria. So for anybody to think otherwise, it tells you they are being insincere, and it is unfortunate. What I know is that the media has continued to hold government and its officials accountable. The media has continued to promote equity, fairness, and integration. And it is on that basis we stand, and we cannot do otherwise.
Well, Emmanuel, what is your reaction to the statement that the National Assembly Chairman of the Senate Committee on Media and Publicity, Senator Ajibola Basiru, who is of the view that the new measures to regulate the activities of the media are not necessarily to gag the media and not to undermine free speech or undermine the Constitution?
Are there regulations not in place? We have regulations. So when there is an amendment that seeks to criminalize a journalist report that says you have to pay 5 million, you have to pay 10 million, you have to pay 20 million, and it is the Minister of Information has absolute right and authority over this and not the law courts, isn't that suspicious? We have self-regulated ourselves in this country for so long. For us to have the democracy we have, it's because of the responsibility of the media self-regulating itself. So the idea that it's a free reign, we are acting without discretion, it's untrue. Those are just lame excuses, and they are unacceptable.
What will be your next line of action regarding your campaign against these two new measures that will regulate the media?
We will continue to push that the bills be discountenanced. We'll galvanize Nigerians to support free speech, freedom of thought and expression. We will consider all means legal and necessary to ensure that these obnoxious bills do not see the light of the day.